This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I wonder if you ever saw the 1998 movie The Truman Show. Here the actor Jim Carrey plays a man called Truman Burbank, and it's a very unusual movie. He's the first unwanted child to be adopted by a corporation, and he's placed in the make-believe world. And it's a TV show. In fact, all the actors in this program, except Truman, know that it's an unreal kind of a world. So everything he does is staged. But a girl he meets in the movie actually deviates from the script she has, and she tries to tell Truman the true nature of what's going on. Well, she couldn't do it because the producers got to her, and so he continues on in this fake world. Well, it is very unusual. He can't see his way past obstacles and traffic jams. He can't get an airline flight. And when he buys a bus ticket, the bus breaks down. But in the final scene of the movie, he overcomes his fear of water and sails against an artificially constructed hurricane-force storm on the ocean. Really, it wasn't an ocean at all. But when he reaches the edge of the world, he goes via a door in the wall, and there he's thrilled to see the audience. And they erupt in cheers. So he realizes that he's been conned. The whole thing was set up. He was in an unreal world since he was born. He was being lied to. Everyone in the world, through the TV cameras, were watching him. But he discovered it was all pretense, and all he wanted was a bit of reality. Well, many people today are, I think, content to live in an artificial world, you know, created just for them. It's almost like they're in a make-believe world of their own. They don't want to ask the hard questions about their place in the world. They just take everything for granted. It's like the man who operated a little bait and tackle shop near the ocean. He had a large window looking out to the ocean, and the view was really breathtaking. Well, the man who owned the shop was working on a fishing reel in the back of his shop when a customer entered. The customer looked at the window and said, "Wow, you must have the most beautiful view in the world." And the owner of the shop, with his back to the window, never bothered. He's just grumbled, "Well, I've seen it so often," he said, I never bother to look anymore." Does that sound familiar? Do we need to take a fresh look at life ourselves and ask, am I really living, or do I take everything for granted? Or, like Truman Burbank in the movie The Truman Show, am I just pretending? Well, talking about that film again, Jim Carrey, the actor, was commenting about the movie. He said, "The thing that I find important about the film is this point. If you're not happy with your life, it's time to go into the unknown, because that's where you'll really get rewarded, when you separate yourself from other people's wishes and follow your own heart." Now, I thought that's quite a fair statement, but I prefer what someone else with the initial JC, like Jim Carrey, also Jesus Christ, he said in John 8, verse 32, "If you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you are my disciples for sure. Then," Jesus said, "you'll experience for yourselves the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, moving out into the unknown, now that can be scary. It has its risks, but isn't it better than living a fake life where everything is unreal, as it was for Truman Burbank? Unreal, predictable. Now, I know a few people have been hurt in life. They're just not prepared to take risks anymore. And there's a story about the young man who was hired to work in a coal mine, and when they gave him his equipment, they said, "Make sure you have an extra battery so that your light will never fail." And they were talking about the light on the miner's hat. "But I got a question," he said. "My light seems dim. It only shines for a couple of feet in front of me. If I'm underground, I can't see what's ahead in the tunnel. I can't see anything, really." "Don't worry," they said. "If you have the light on, you'll be able to see well enough to take one step. So take the one step confidently, and then there'll be light for another step." Well, how true that is about life. With God, with God's help, we can walk into the unknown. We can face realities as they come. So there's no need to live, as it were, in a make-believe world. Job says in Job 10, verse 12, "You've granted me life and steadfast love." The psalmist says, "With all my heart I will praise the Lord and never forget how kind he has been to me." Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for these truths. May you move in my life, Lord. Take away the failures and show me, Lord, that I can view the world through you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.